I am so tired. I am so busy. I am so angry. I am so hungry. That word "so" takes anything we are feeling to the ultimate level. Right? If I tell you I'm hungry, you're all going to shrug your shoulders and say, who cares? If I say, I am so hungry, that means I'm about ready to tear your head off and you're going to find me something to eat. Yeah. That word "so" carries so much weight. I want to tell you something. For God so loved the world. He could have said God loved the world, but he did more than that. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a love that we cannot understand, that God so loved. You see, I heard something tonight, and I said, I'm going to use that. God's love. He's the original. And the original is always the very best. Yeah. You know, you can get a lot of pretend things. You know, you can eat a soy burger and they'll try and convince you it's meat. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can get just about fake anything, but when you have the original, you know you have the original. And guess what? We have the original in love. That's an amazing thought. That's an amazing thought. And that love is what sent Jesus Christ to the cross. Now, we've been talking in our Bible study about spiritual warfare. And we showed where Satan was thrown out of heaven for three reasons. Satan used those same three reasons to try to get Eve to sin, and he was very successful. So he said, well, I'm going to take those same three reasons, and I'm going to try and get Jesus to sin, because one thing I need to have happen is for him to sin and his plan to be destroyed. But Jesus did not fall for that. Does anybody remember what the three are?
Loss of identity.
Pride.
Desire.
Ooh, you guys are good. Loss of identity, pride, and desire. I want everyone in this room to know that you are more than conquerors. That you are already victorious in absolutely anything that you are going to face. Because Jesus Christ took care of all three of those at the cross. You see, if you remember, in Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to read you a few verses. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. You see, he went to the cross and he destroyed pride. He humbled himself and he nailed pride to the cross. So Satan does not have the weapon of pride to go after us anymore. When Satan comes after you and he wants you to fall because you're going to look bad, it's going to mess up your reputation, you think you can do something, whatever your reason, whatever your prideful reason is, you need to tell Satan you need to go to the cross.
Amen.
It has been taken care of at the cross. He humbled himself and became obedient even to death, death upon the cross. Desire. Desire. Luke chapter 22, if you have your Bibles, I'm giving you the verses so you can follow along with me. Desire. You know, Jesus was a man and had desire. And listen to what he prays. I'm in Luke chapter 22. I'm going to start with verse 41. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond Peter, James, and John, knelt down and prayed. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. That was his desire. Oh God, if you're willing, take this cup from me. That is my desire. That's really what I would like to have happen. But not my will, but yours be done. Praise the Lord. He said, but. Amen?
Yes.
Yeah, he could have called 10,000 angels, destroyed everybody that was being hateful to him, could have just absolutely destroyed it. But you know what that would have done? It would have destroyed all of mankind forever and ever. And I'm so thankful he didn't call 10,000 angels because I now can live forevermore.
Amen.
But you see, he had desire. And he said, you know, the Bible said that he was actually sweating drops of blood. And there is a medical condition that when you get under such severe pressure, that your pores will absolutely seep blood. That is a true medical condition. And when the Bible says he sweat drops of blood, what they are telling us is that the pressure on him to cave was absolutely tremendous. But he did not cave. And he took care of desire at the cross. Oh, I am so thankful. I'm so thankful for that. When Satan tries to tempt me, when Satan tries to get me to fall, when Satan comes to me and he is beating me up and my desire is to do something that I know that I should not do, again, I can say, Satan, you need to go to the cross. And sometimes, Georgia, you need to go to the cross. But you see, Satan will leave you alone. You know, Bible says that he goes around like a roaring lion. Well, we know that Satan has always wanted to be like God. And Jesus is the Lion of Judah. He's the real lion. Satan is toothless. Yeah. He's like a lion. He can roar like a lion, but he cannot bite like a lion because he has been defeated once and for all at the cross.
Amen.
Amen. So he took care of our pride. The way that Satan gets after us with pride. He took care of the way Satan gets after us with desire. But the thing that I really am finding to just be absolutely amazing to me, it's been overwhelming to me actually, is he gave up his identity. Now you have to follow me here because this becomes quite an interesting discussion here. If you go to Colossians 1:19, it says this. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. You see, Jesus Christ walking on the earth was everything God was. All of his fullness was in Jesus Christ. Okay? So you're with me. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But like Ronnie was singing, that didn't just happen when Jesus came to earth. Jesus was God the Son before the earth was ever created. Jesus was God the Son for all of eternity, as far back as you can go, and he will be God the Son for as far as you will ever know. Our minds cannot fathom eternity, but Jesus Christ was God the Son in all of eternity.
Yes.
Okay? That was his identity. We had the Trinity. God so loved that he was willing to break up the Trinity that had been in existence for all of eternity for me, for you. You see, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he took all the sin of the world, everything you had ever committed, ever would commit, he took every bit of it on himself on the cross, and he became our Lamb. Now, what does that mean? That means that now Jesus took my sin. That breaks up the Trinity. His whole identity, he was willing to break up so that I could become the righteousness of God. You see, your identity in who you are in Christ was settled once and for all at the cross of Jesus Christ. You don't have to wonder who you are. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are a child of the Most High God. You are the brother and sister of Jesus Christ himself. Because of the cross, he gave you your identity, and he lost his completely for the sake of us.
Amen.
Do you know what that says? That there is power in the cross. That cross is powerful. It has destroyed everything that Satan can ever try to do to any of us. And we say, praise the Lord. You see, through his blood, we have the forgiveness of sin. But it doesn't stop there. This is where I'm like, whew, okay. All right, the Trinity had to be ripped apart. Now, imagine all of eternity, and he says, you're going to go, and you're going to take all of their sin. And Jesus is saying, why? God, why have you forsaken me? And God could not look upon Jesus because he had all of the sin of the world upon him. Amazing thought. But now, God was pleased to put all of his fullness into Jesus Christ. Okay? We saw that, right? But now watch this. Watch what happens here. Ephesians 3, we all know Ephesians 3:20. Oh, we love Ephesians 3:20. Well, I'm here to tell you, I now like Ephesians 3:19 even more. Because here's what Ephesians 3:19 says. Well, let's start with 14. It's all good. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, Being rooted and established in love may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. God so loved us.
Yes.
Look, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Now look, that you may be filled to the measure with all the fullness of God. Do you see that? He is saying because of the cross, because God loved us so much that he was pleased to make Jesus Christ the fullness of God and man. And he is saying, now I am hoping that you will understand this love so much that you now become the fullness of God.
Amen.
Yeah, that's overwhelming, isn't it? You see, Jesus Christ became like me so that I could become like him.
Amen.
That is the power of the cross. You see, for God so loved the world that he killed desire, that he killed pride, that he killed loss of identity at the cross. And whoever believes in him will become the fullness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That is exciting news. You see, that fullness is then followed by, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or ask, according to his power at work in us. Why is it according to his power that works in us? Because we're the fullness of God.
Yes.
Do you see that? If I can get you to grasp that God so loved the world.
Yes.
And that because he died and rose again, we have got victory over Satan through the power of the cross. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.